A German Shepherd breeder.
He brought the dog and he spent 4 days with you and you liked the dog well enough.
A new pet owner.
The dog became aggressive.
Mr. Billings said to me, look, if this dog doesn't work out for you, I absolutely will give you your money back.
And an unbreakable deal.
All sales are final. You signed it and he signed it. This is your contract.
This is what the dog did to my child.
Listen to me.
Would you like to see it?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cheryl King is suing dog breeder David Billings for the return of money she paid for a German Shepherd. Cheryl claims the dog turned out to be aggressive.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 87 on the calendar, in the matter of King versus Billings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. King, how long do you know Mr. Billings?
I've known him for about 10 years. I met him at my church in Virginia.
I've read your complaint and I've read your answer, sir, and this is what it appears. You no longer live in the same community.
Correct.
You moved. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Billings? And either as a hobby or as a business, you breed German Shepherds.
Correct.
Is that your business?
Yes, ma'am.
And there came a time when you decided that you wanted to get a dog, according to your complaint. So you called Mr. Billings, and he said that he had a dog for your family, and you requested that he come and bring the dog and show you how to train the dog, etc. He said he would do that, and you agreed that you would pay for the dog $3,500.
Correct.
Plus the cost of his transportation. So far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
He brought the dog and he spent 4 days with you and you liked the dog well enough, evidently what you saw. You said, fine, you gave him a check for the $3,500. You still did not cover his transportation, as per your agreement. According to your complaint, shortly thereafter, the dog became aggressive. Became aggressive with your daughter and became aggressive with you. You called Mr. Billings and you said, I don't want this dog anymore. And there's where we get a little fuzzy. Ultimately, you return the dog to Mr. Billings and you want your $3,500 back plus the cost of your transporting the dog. Mr. Billings says you're not getting your $3,500 back. He nicely offered you another dog if you weren't happy with this dog. I don't know whether you were obliged to by the contract. You'll show me what your contract was. And he is counterclaiming for the transportation costs that you still owe him for bringing the dog to your home. Is that the case?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, Ms. King, you have children. You have a daughter who's how old?
She's 19.
Who else lives in your home?
My son, Christopher. He's 14.
Who else lives in your home?
Just
the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that since you called Mr. Billing, what town do you live in?
I live in Ashburn, Virginia.
And where do you live, sir?
In Coleman, Alabama.
About how far is that?
750 miles.
Did you drive?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I assume, since you appear to be an intelligent woman, that you know that there are many dog breeders in Virginia that you could have called. And I assume that since you chose a German Shepherd because you also wanted a dog to protect your household.
No, ma'am.
No. You wanted a German Shepherd because?
My daughter was training for a half marathon and doing a lot of running by herself. And the reason that I picked Mr. Billings over a local breeder is because he was a personal friend of mine who I met at church and very much trusted.
Just a second. So you wanted the dog to run with your daughter?
Yes,
ma'am. Is that why you're telling me you got that dog?
Yes, ma'am. And be a family pet and also run with my daughter. Be company for her when she was running by herself.
Do you have a written contract with Mr. Billings?
No, ma'am, I do not.
So now you're going to tell me what the conversation was with Mr. Billings. You don't have a written contract.
Ma'am, just a bill of sale.
Can I see it, please? That's a contract. Bill of sale is a contract.
Ma'am.
Oh, this is a contract. Why would you say this is not a contract? It's a purchase and sale of a live canine.
Okay, that's just what we give our clients on or that outlines what their program
just
is.
Just a second. Both parties agree that this contract is the entire agreement between the parties and that no other agreements or terms related to the canine purchase or warranty exists. Both parties agree that the terms are construed under the laws of the state of Alabama and all sales are final. You signed it and he signed it. This is your contract. And the only thing this says, Ms. King, is that if the dog suffers from severe hip dysplasia and you have had the dog x-rayed consistent with this, that's all he's guaranteeing.
Yes, ma'am. The day that I signed that in my kitchen, Mr. Billings said to me in front of my children, look, if this dog doesn't work out for you, I absolutely will give you your money back. I know what the bill of sale says.
Let me explain to you what the law is. This is a contract. It is within the four corners of this agreement is what exists between the two of you. Anything else is called puffing. It's meaningless unless this contract is modified in the same format as it is, which is in writing and signed by both people. It's the same thing when you buy a used car or a new car. Comes with certain warranties. The salesman says to you, the car's been garaged for and only ridden by a little old lady back and forth to the Piggly Wiggly. And other than that, it's never been out in the rain and it's a perfectly good car. I guarantee it. And you have this contract that says no other guarantees.
And when you find out it's a lemon?
It's called puffing. So you know that he didn't have to do anything with the dog. He didn't have to give you your money back. He didn't have to offer you a replacement dog. He didn't have to offer you another pick of litter. He didn't have to do anything. And what he says he did, because he knew you, was say, listen, if you're not satisfied with the dog, return it, and I'll give you another one. Is that what you said to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you say in your papers, I don't want another dog from him. I don't trust him.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you're going to lose your money. You lost your money and your dog. This is your contract.
Yes, and at the time that I signed that contract, I owned the dog. I could have sold the dog at that point myself.
Just a second. You could have done anything that you wanted, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
But Mr. Billings said, if you pay to send the dog back to me, I will pay for shipping and I will give you your money back.
Is that what you said?
No, ma'am.
No, he said to you, I will give you another dog.
No, ma'am.
You have it in writing, you have it in a voicemail, you have it in a text message, you have anything. Do you have anything?
I have witnesses that were standing right there. This is what the dog did to my child.
Listen to me.
Would you like to see it? This is what the dog did to my child.
He's not a guarantor, nor is any dog breeder a guarantor of what happens once the dog leaves their premises. Otherwise, the whole industry would come to a halt. Now, you have the absolute right, if you had this dog and this dog didn't get along in your house, to sell it. That's not what you did. He offered you, and he didn't have to do anything. He says, and I assume he's still saying, if you want another dog, you want a puppy, you want a little dog, a smaller dog, not one that's a year old, he'll furnish you with that. You don't want it, then you get nothing. That's
not what he said. No, he told me he would absolutely return
my money. Here we go today. Today, I've just explained what the law is to you.
Sure.
This is your contract.
Absolutely.
And what I'm telling you is you still owe him $950 for delivery because that's your contract. That's the writing.
And I paid to ship the dog back to him, and he didn't pay that.
Just a second. He doesn't have to pay that. He's offering you another dog, even though he doesn't have to.
No, he never offered me another dog, Your Honor. He offered me my money back. He never offered me another dog.
Listen to me. I don't have to listen to that because that's not in here. He says, listen, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'll give her another dog. He's not required to do anything. This is your contract. So you want another one of his dogs or you don't? You're not getting your money back. And you owe him $950 because he delivered the dog.
And I paid to ship it back to him, Your Honor.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. This is your contract. I'm telling you where it's going to end up today. Where it's going to end up today is unless you want him to provide you with another dog of whatever age you want, German Shepherd, he raises them so you can get one that's 8 weeks old or 10 weeks old and do what you want to do. Train it however you want to train it, you're going to end up having your case dismissed, and on his counterclaim, I'm awarding him $950. So you make up your mind. What do you want to do?
Well, Mr. Billings misrepresented the temperament of the dog.
Just listen to me. There's nothing in this contract about temperament. The little old lady in the Piggly Wiggly, the only thing he says he's guaranteeing is severe hip dysplasia. You read it, you signed it. All I want to know is, what do you want to do? Do you want an AKC puppy? You have those regularly in
your
business?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you want one? He'll provide one for you. And you could do whatever you want with it. I mean, you want to sell it? You can go and sell it. Make $3,500 if that's what you paid for. But I'm telling you today, what's going to happen is I am dismissing your case. He gratuitously didn't have to. said, I'll give you a replacement. That's what's going to happen today. You make up your mind.
I don't want a dog from this man.
Great. Judgment on the counterclaim for $950 you claim is dismissed.
That's Thank you, Judge.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
It's just too bad that it had to come to court.
I'm excited that she went our way.
The dog bit my daughter within 2 days, bit me. You know, he just wasn't honest about the temperament.
Some of the words that she used about this being a vicious tag dog, it's not. It's a puppy. She just did not control the dog.
But it is what it is. It's all good.
You just need to do a lot of research and make sure that you understand what you're getting.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dugan versus Rice. Step forward.
Rita Dugan is suing ex-boyfriend Daniel Rice for the return of a wedding band and necklace and for assaulting her daughter.
Ms. Dugan, you and Mr. Rice were in a relationship and at one point even contemplated marriage. It all didn't work out. And each of you have claims against the other for certain things. Your claim against the defendant is, I think, threefold. First, you claim that during an argument, he assaulted your daughter. Which daughter? That would be you. Stand up. Mr. Rice was actually arrested for that assault. So we'll deal with these things in order. Let's deal with the assault first. Tell me your name.
Kristen Pingree.
Now, Kristen, when did this assault take place?
On January 11th of 2013.
2014 or 2013?
14. 14.
Were you living with your mother at the time?
No.
But you came to visit?
Yes.
And when you were there visiting, your mother and her boyfriend were having an argument?
Yes.
And you got involved in the argument?
Yes.
And what did you do when you got involved in the argument? Don't look down there. Look here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And what did you do to her?
They say I assaulted her, but...
No. I don't want to know what they say. I want you to tell me what you say.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rita Dugan says ex-boyfriend Daniel Rice owes for the return of a wedding band and a necklace, as well as an assault. Daniel is countersuing for the return of his belongings.
Now, what did you do?
I told him to get out of our house because he has stolen stuff from our house.
What else did you do to him?
Nothing.
Did you throw something at him?
No, I tossed it on the bed.
Well, that's not what your mother says. You want me to read what your mother swore
yes.
to? Not that you tossed something on the bed. You got to remember, if you tell me something that's not true, I tend not to believe everything that you tell me. Do you understand?
Yes, I tossed a remote on the bed. And it was next to him.
During the fight, my daughter hit Daniel with a TV remote. That's what your mother says. So, is your mother lying when she swore to this? Or are you lying to me?
It did not hit him.
So then your mother is lying?
Yes.
What happened with the TV remote?
She threw it at me.
Did it hit you?
Yes.
Where?
I don't know, I was lying in the bed. And when she chunked it at me, I tried to get out of bed and get at her, but I couldn't because there is a bathroom that enters off our bedroom, and she would run in.
Did she hit you with the remote?
Yes.
Where?
I don't know, on my leg. I was under the blanket. It just hit me on the bed, you know.
So she didn't hurt you?
No.
And what did you do to her?
Well, they say I assaulted her, but...
No. I don't want to know what they say. I want you to tell me what you say.
Okay. I was sick. I was really sick, and when she threw the remote, she exited the bedroom through the bathroom when I tried to get out of the bed to stop her. And then as soon as I get back in the bed, she runs back in, and then I have things hanging on the door on the walls, and she started throwing it all off the walls. And so when I tried to get to stop her from taking the stuff off the wall, she got hit in the face. And
she got hit in the face?
Yep.
Okay, and that's what you were arrested for?
That's it.
Okay, I'd like to see pictures of your injuries, and I'd like to see medical reports.
Your Honor, I forgot the pictures. I had so much paperwork, and that picture got left at home.
Do you have hospital records?
I had so much paperwork,
no,
I think
listen
I
to
left
me.
Them. You... I think no.
Well, if you have no paperwork, and if you have no medical records, and if you have no photographs, I'm not listening to your claim of assault.
I have the assault where he got arrested for assault.
He says... He hit her.
He did.
I want to see if she was injured. I mean, after all, she threw a remote at him, intending to hit him. That's what you say. That's what she did. Now, if he clocked her and hurt her, that's a whole different thing. If he slapped her, that's a whole different thing. So I want to see medical record.
I don't have it, Your Honor.
Then you can sit down. All right, then we're moving on to something else.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He smacked my daughter in the face. They got charged for assault. He came back into my home with the police officers. He could not be around us no longer since he hit her.
Listen, just tell me what happened with
the necklace. I'm telling you what happened.
No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rita Dugan says ex-boyfriend Daniel Rice owes for the return of a wedding band and a necklace, as well as an assault. Daniel is countersuing for the return of his belongings.
Now, we're moving on to your next claim. Your next claim is that you gave him an engagement ring.
Yes, Your Honor.
Women don't give men engagement rings.
No, it was a wedding band.
You weren't married?
No.
Then it couldn't have been a wedding band.
It was a wedding band, just something I gave him to wear just when we was together. It was something that he wore.
Ms. Dugan, forget it. So let's forget the wedding band now. The next thing that you want is for property taken without permission. Now, that we'll talk about, because he gave you a necklace, right?
Yes.
And then you claim he took the necklace back and pawned it. He says you threw the necklace at him during this assault period?
During the fight.
In the fight, and told him to take the piece of junk, which he did. That's what he says, because that's the only part of your claim that I'm now hearing. Tell me about the necklace.
Okay, he gave me the necklace for Christmas.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
Now tell me how it came to be that you no longer have it.
He smacked my daughter in the face. He got taken to jail. He got charged for assault. He came back into my home with the police officers. They gave him 10 minutes to get his stuff because they gave no contact. He could not be around us no longer since he hit her.
Listen, just tell me what happened with
the necklace.
No, he came back with the police and...
Yes. And he went, and I have a nightstand down low and a sock drawer down. He went down to grab the socks. He seen my necklace. He picked the necklace up with the socks. And then he looked around. He told the police. He said, I don't want none of my stuff. I just want out of here. And then I said, well, that was funny. He said, I want to leave. So they left. I said, that's funny. Why would he leave without getting his stuff? Because his stuff, there was stuff all over, and he didn't take none of it. I went in my room. I seen the necklace was gone. I called the police. I said, he took my necklace. And I said, you need to go back out to Kmart where he got it. He's returning it. And they must have got on some call, so they said it couldn't go. So me and my daughter went out there, and sure enough, he was there. He said he didn't take it. Well, the next day I went in there, the lady said it was back in the case, and she
said,
Don't tell
me what the lady said to you. That's hearsay.
Okay.
Now, did you take the necklace? Yes. Did you take the necklace? So far, you're doing all right. Telling me the truth, you're doing all right. Correct?
I bought it.
Did you take the necklace?
Yeah, I took it. I bought it.
Judge Judy continues in a... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, you can't take back the necklace. How much was the necklace?
150, something like that. I don't know.
And also...
Okay. Don't give me an also.
Okay, it's 175.45.
All right, 175.45. That's your claim, period. End of discussion. 175.45. You're entitled to the necklace because he's not allowed to take things. Listen carefully. Now you have a counterclaim.
Yes.
Your counterclaim is that when you went back with the police, you were allowed to take your property when you went back with the police. And you say that she kept from you my computer. Did you say anything to the police about your computer?
No.
My gym equipment. Did you say anything to the police about your gym equipment?
No.
Well, why didn't you take it with you when you went back there?
Because I have 10 minutes to pack, and I'm packing in my car, and I can't fit it in.
Computer? You couldn't pack your computer in the car?
It's the big monitor. I couldn't fit it in there. When I came back from jail, they give me 15 minutes to pack. They have a restraining order, so I have to get in and get out. She has my car already packed up, so I already know she's going to get...
So the only thing that you took was the necklace. Goodbye. 175.45, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Did you fall behind in your child support?
There's an endless amount of money that I pay for my kids.
Where are you working now?
I'm currently unemployed. Right now, they have everything that they need.
Next, Judge Judy.
It's over, and that's all I could say.
I kept thinking he was going to change, but it's very obvious he's the same person.
She's really upset about that ring.
The ring, I've gotten it out of the pawn shop quite a bit of times.
I lost the ring. I didn't steal it.
He's never, ever going to change.
I'm just sorry it got out of hand where she got hurt.
He's cost us a lot.
Hope we can get along.
Never let a man abuse you, and if you see the first sign of it, get away from it.